Earlier this year, a Christian missionary and musician named Alex Yurkiv was killed in a motorcycle accident. He was 19. Yurkiv co-wrote Take Me to the River, I Will Swim, a song that became a viral sensation when it was released last year. Between Spotify, Instagram, and other social media, it's been played more than 30 million times. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has the story.
The first video that went viral is just a fragment of the song.
Your love is high like the sky.
Alex Yurkiv plays guitar and sings with Thelma Costello. It looks like a casual, joyful sing-along. A fellow worshiper filmed them, posted the video online, and it gathered hundreds of thousands of views on social media. Sony took notice and offered Yurkiv and Costello a deal. They filmed a more professional-looking video, and that went viral all over again.
Ooh, I'm in the is rising for you, I'm boiling. My soul is bursting with praises deep within. Your presence overwhelms me, cleanses my soul. Jesus, you save me and you change me, make your glory known.
One of the millions of people who got hooked on the song was Charlotte Boyd.
We kind of listened to it quite a few times.
Boyd and the co-founder of her animal rescue organization aren't religious, but use the song in a video of an abandoned puppy they rehabilitated.
It was all about faith and trust, and you don't need to be religious to believe in them as well.
Water with you, I'm walking. Fire from you, you have caught it. There's no place that I can go, but you won't be with me. I'm in the river, it's rising for you, I'm
Thelma Costello says the song is for everyone, but she doesn't want people to miss its meaning.
The message is that there is a God who sees us, there is a God who loves us, and he wants relationship with us.
Costello and Yurkiv met at Youth with a Mission in Australia. She says Yurkiv almost always had his guitar with him, and the two of them came up with the song just jamming together.
And there was no agenda. We just thought it was something fun to share it with our friends.
He was a free spirit.
Alex's older brother, Daniel Yurkiv, says after graduating from high school in 2022, he wanted to see the world.
He pretty much sold everything he owned. He sold the car that he loved very, very dearly, and he moved to Australia to join a missions group and to really do everything he could to make a difference in the world.
His brother went on missions to Ukraine, Morocco, and Fiji. Before Take Me to the River, I Will Swim was released on Spotify last year, Alex Yurkiv posted on social media.
We've put so much work into the song, and we're so grateful for everything that the Lord is doing through it. And we're super excited to just bring it to you guys. And here's a little sneak peek and a little snippet from the studio version.
Your words are sweet.
One night last April, Yurkiv and some friends were riding their motorcycles on a highway in Australia. Yurkiv lost control of his bike and crashed. He died at the scene. Announcing his death on Instagram, Alex Yurkiv's family wrote, "Don't make his story a tragedy. He died doing what he loved, evangelizing and riding his bike." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Take me to the river, I will swim, I will swim. Take me to the river, I will swim.